get him the headset here, and we'll talk to him. Well, Coach, I know this is a disappointing loss here for you guys here tonight, and you had that lead, had it up by six, just could not get it over by six, but, man, that shooting slump in the fourth quarter came back and hurt.
Yeah, they come from turnovers, so if you don't get shots up, they don't go in, and they didn't tonight, so... for the first part of every quarter that we played, we really got out and ran. We got a lot of shot opportunities early. And then the last part of every quarter, we just went in hiding. We didn't get any flow. We didn't get into the paint. And then we missed a lot of shots, you know, pretty close. So those things are going to add up. But we got to be more we got to take care of the ball better. You know, it gets into late situations, and we're just taking the possession for granted. I don't know how many balls they tipped out of our hands and led to turnovers. And then, of course, there's our defense that gave up about, I don't know, 10 or 12 points of uncontested layups. So just, just a breakdown defensively. That should never happen. And the only way to really fix it is for those guys to communicate better. And, we didn't do it tonight. And that's a loss that'll, should stick with these guys because, they did a lot of good things early and then didn't close it out. And so we've got to make some changes. We got to get some guys to step up.
Well, you got first quarter, it all came down to where you were getting your shot selection, and you were getting it right around the basket there, where there's Alex or even Jackson in the first quarter and even throughout the ball game. But they switched to a 2-3 zone. What kind of adjustments did you guys have to make to that zone for the rest of the night?
Nothing, really. We have our offense that's in place, but we didn't rotate. We got pretty comfortable standing in spots instead of going to where we were supposed to be. So, that's a big part of the problem. I mean, the other part of it is the first half we did get into the paint with the drive. And then that collapses the defense or, it takes somebody out of their position, and we were able to find guys for wide open layups. And then in the second half, again, we just kind of got stagnant and stood around. So if that's going to happen, we can't have a guy flash to the high post without somebody on the low post on the backside. And we really just didn't get into anything offensively. I thought it was kind of a common theme right now. We get into a tight game, and then all of a sudden we all start floating out to be five guards. And that's just a lack of, mental toughness, and they got to fix it. We got to fix it.
Do you feel like some of your shots in the fourth quarter were maybe tough ones to take?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, yeah, but there's opportunity down there. Mm-hmm. We just took some of them for granted. We had a couple of opportunities that were really close, and we came up short or flipped up something that was probably not the best, shot out there. Mm-hmm. But, again, it almost seemed as if they were playing not to lose instead of, trying to put the game away and playing to win. And when you start standing around and thinking about everything that's going on, then it's only going to lead to bad things. That's why we try to push these guys to play at a little faster tempo tonight. And like I said, I thought we did that for the first part of pretty much every quarter. We just didn't close them out that way.
I know this is a tough one, but you got to like the effort from Alex Trango. He had a new career high here tonight, and he did what you wanted your guards to do, was just drive in and attack.
Yeah, he does a very good job of that, and he found himself on the receiving end of several passes that got him open. So he needs to continue to do more of that, but we need to continue to do more of that as a team throughout the entire game and not just, half of it. Because if that's what we're going to do, we're going to continue to get these because it only gets tougher. And, this one stings, and we got to come back strong. We got to have a good day of practice on Monday, but they're going to have to think about this for a little while.
Yeah, you mentioned it doesn't get any easier, and starts with a trip to Lakin on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, if some of those little – and I thought we handled the press fine, but the half court, mm-hmm. they trapped us, and we just sat there, and kind of waited for it. So Lakin's going to come at us, for 32 minutes of run and jump, and we gotta be ready for it, and we gotta have the mentality of if you press, you pay, and we can't have guys out there that aren't willing to go to the basket and drive it in there. The thing about it is we do so many good things, and then we just settle and we get stuck where we're not moving. Mm-hmm. The ball's not moving. The players aren't moving. And if four of us are gonna stand around and look at Jackson in the post, I got a pretty good idea of where the defense is going. And so we've got to continue to have more guys be willing to drive in there and take the opportunities that present themselves. And we didn't do it tonight.
A tough one here. Coach Gentry joining me here post-game. And thanks again for the time, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.